Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Joseph. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Watkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Money. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Johnson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jerry Johnson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Mason. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile bunts in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mason moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Money fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is called out on strikes. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Mason moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Lowell Palmer now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 1 in the game. Joseph strikes out. Two outs. Dave Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mason moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mason tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ron Stone pinch hits for Lowell Palmer. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Money scores. Stone moves to third. It's 7-1, Giants. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason juggles the ball. That's an error on Mason. Stone scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Allen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Giants. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Giants. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 2 in the game. Joseph hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Phillies 4. The Giants will come to bat. John Boozer now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier bunts towards third. Joseph fields it and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to second. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dietz moves to third. Two outs. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mason hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dietz scores. It's 8-4, Giants. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mason. The throw from Watkins and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Terry Harmon pinch hits for Dave Watkins. Terry Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is called out on strikes. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for John Boozer. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Phillies 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ryan now catching. Al Raffo now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Mays moves to third. It's 9-4, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-4, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joseph fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Phillies 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mason moves to third. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field. Callison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callison. Mason scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 13-4, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 6 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Burton now playing first base. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 3 in the game. Joseph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison moves to third. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Money strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 13, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.